Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1037, slide. Visible translated text is as follows from there. No, I didn't go back as far as they found the body. I didn't go back that far at all during the night. The reason I went that far back when I saw the body was because I was after the closet. There are two closets on the second floor, one on the third floor and one on the fourth floor. I didn't see the lady's hat or shoe when I went down to that little place with my lantern, nor the parasol. My lantern was dirty. I was sitting down there after I had punched on the seat, set my lantern on the outside. When I got through, I picked up my lantern. I walked a few steps down that way. I seed something over there about that much of the lady's leg and dress. I guess I walked about 3 or 4 feet or 5 or 6. I guess the body was about 10 feet from the closet. As to what made me look in that direction from the closet, because I wanted to look that way. I picked up the lantern to go down there to see the dustbin, to see whether there was any fire there. The dustbin was to the right of me. When I was sitting down there, the dustbin was not entirely hid behind the partition. I could see where the dust came down. The balance of the night, in order to see whether there was any fire in the dustbin or not, I went 20 or 25 feet from the scuttle hole, and when I was down in the closet, I had to go at least 10 feet to see whether or not there was any fire in the dustbin. I would have gone further if I hadn't discovered the body. When I saw the body, the closest I ever got to it was about 6 feet. I was holding my lantern in my hand. I just saw the feet. When I first saw it, I was about 10 feet from it. As to how far the body was from where I was sitting in the closet, it was not less than 10 feet and not more than 30. I stood and looked at it to see whether or not it was a natural body. When I first got there, I didn't think it was a white woman because her face was so dirty and her hair was so crinkled, and there were white spots on her face. When the police came back upstairs, they said it was a white girl. I think I reported to the police that it was a white woman. She was lying on her back with her face turned kinder to one side. I could see her forehead. I saw a little blood on the side of her head that was turned next to me. The blood was on the right side of her head. I am sure she was lying on her back. Mr. Frank had told me if anything serious happened to call up the police, and if anything like fire to call up fire department. I already knew the number of the station house. I did say at the coroner's inquest that it took Mr. Frank longer to put the tape on his time than it did before. I did not say it took twice as long at the coroner's inquest, because they didn't ask me. I didn't pay any attention to him the first time he put the tape on. The reason the last time I know it took him longer because I held the lever and had to move it backwards and forwards. When I was in the basement, one of the policemen read the note that they found. They read these words, "The tall, black, slim Negro did this. He will try to lay it on the night." And when they got to the word night, I said, "They must be trying to put it off on me." I didn't say, "Boss, that's me."